Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor George is back with us, and we're looking forward to hearing his expounding of the Word of God, and we're going to talk about heirs to a fortune. Guess who that is?
That's us.
We want to hear about it. We want to hear it.
This is going to be great, Gloria. It's so good to be with you on the broadcast once again. And it's always fun to come on this broadcast and talk to you. I've said this before, but I look forward to what you're going to say. I think
Believe for the best.
When you least expect it, there'll be a nugget of wisdom that will come out, and I'm expecting a lot of those.
Good. You keep expecting.
But let me mention a couple of things first of all. You know, we started these broadcasts on prosperity some years ago, and to date, this is our 346th broadcast of prosperity. And
isn't
Gloria,
something?
You know, we make the outlines available, the downloads of the outlines available. People can print them out. And well, so far, we have 1.5 million of these outlines that have been downloaded.
Wow.
So I would say that people are interested in prosperity.
Isn't that great?
They're interested in prospering and coming up to a higher level.
Praise God. That's awesome.
Isn't that
Thank
something?
Thank you so much.
Well,
George and I feel so much better about that.
Yes, we do. We can
keep our job.
1.5 million downloads.
All right.
And all of the outlines are available on kcm.org. Just go to the picture of Gloria and me, and you can click onto that, and it'll take you to the outlines. And Gloria, we have made available all of the outlines that we've done right from the very beginning of teaching on prosperity. And
that's awesome.
I like what we said. It was the first time that we taped together. And I said, Gloria, you just can't exhaust the subject of prosperity. And you said two words.
Let's try.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we've tried. We're still trying.
We're still trying.
And this is number what?
We are on 346 broadcasts. And what we're going to be talking about this week is actually something that you inspired me on. And I'll show this to you. There's an article, Gloria, that you wrote, and it was called Receive Your Inheritance.
Receive Your Inheritance.
And I pulled that off of the internet, printed that out, and studied it. And I thought, boy, this would be really good to use for our prosperity broadcasts. So I wanted you to have a copy of it
because it's
Receive Your Inheritance. I mean, you can go online and you can go ahead and get this. You can download that yourself. And it really expounds on the foundational basics of being an heir of God and receiving our inheritance.
Praise God. That's good.
I first came here, I came here in 1976 to work for you and Kenneth. And as I've shared before, that was supposed to be a summer job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is the longest summer I've ever had in my life. What I did, though, when I did come here, I started and had been listening to your tapes, the cassette tapes, and reading the books. But then when I got here, I just became totally immersed in the Word of God. And one of the things that you and Kenneth taught me and that I did not know before I got here was the fact that I was heir to a fortune.
Amen.
And that there's an inheritance that belongs to me.
That's right.
And I want you to look at...
That's good. I like it.
Look at the... not that one, Gloria, but the... Yeah, this the outline there. And that's what we're going to be following on the broadcast is the outline.
Okay.
But what I did do was from the article that you wrote... This is Gloria Copeland from her article entitled Receive Your Inheritance. She writes, have you ever been invited to an attorney's office for the reading of a will? I haven't.
Where did I get that?
Where I came from, there was never enough money left for the relatives to fight over
when someone died. That's absolutely the truth. I never remember a squabble over
You don't remember a squabble over the inheritance.
Mm-mm.
Well, most of the people I knew didn't leave wills. They left bills.
Did I say that?
You did.
Or did you make that up?
No, I didn't make that up. You wrote that. I thought that was great.
Hmm.
But then Gloria writes, but glory to God, that is not the case anymore. I became heir to a fortune many years ago in Little Rock, Arkansas, when I gave my life to Jesus. At that moment, I was born again into the richest family ever known.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I was born into the royal family that owns and operates the universe. I received an inheritance so vast, it'll take me all of eternity to fully comprehend it.
Hallelujah.
Now, on that point four there, you were talking about, you said some people get excited about tracing their natural family history. They like to know if they have great people in their family tree because it makes them feel like they come from good stock. You and I ought to be that way about our heritage as believers. Our ancestors are the greatest men and women who ever walked the face
of
the earth.
Praise God.
We can trace our lineage back to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, King David, all the way to Jesus.
Think about it.
Yeah, and that's what you said right there. Think about it. Those are our forefathers. Now, wait a minute, you might say. Those are Jewish men. They lived in Canaan in Israel. You're an American from Arkansas. You're not part of that family. And you wrote, well, not physically, but spiritually, according to the Bible, yes, I am.
That's right.
And if you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you are too.
That's good, George.
Isn't that good?
I'm glad you found that. I like that.
That really...
That's excellent. It's true.
It really inspired me to read this and to hear what you had to say. And you've done a tremendous study on the heir being an heir of God and having an inheritance and the inheritance that belongs to us. It's ours now.
That's
and
right.
I thought about one of the things that we're going to be doing throughout this week is we're going to have the reading of the will.
Oh, good. I like it.
We're going to do the reading of the will. And at some point during this time of the broadcast, we'll go back to Deuteronomy 28. And really, that is the will of God for us. Mm-hmm. Everything in the Word of God is God's will. It belongs to us, whether it's healing, prosperity,
right,
freedom from fear,
peace,
family relationships. That belongs to us in Christ. That is ours now. That belongs to us. So I wanted to start there with your quote. And I just laughed when you wrote there, most people I knew didn't leave wills, they left bills. But we've been left a will from God. This is the will right here.
That's right.
This is the will of God for us here. And this is not on your page, but let me look up this scripture really quick. This just came to me, Gloria, as we were talking here. In 1 John 5:14, it says this, and it's not on your page, but this says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him.
That if we ask anything
according to what?
His will.
And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him.
Praise God.
You know, I've heard Brother Hagin say this. I've heard Brother Copeland say this. But this, I actually read recently in F.F. Bosworth's book on Christ the Healer. It goes way back to him. And this particular quote, faith begins where the will of God is known.
Amen. That's a big one.
Faith begins where the will of God is known. We have to know the will of God. As a matter of fact, you wrote a book, and I believe it was your first book,
mm-hmm.
God's Will for You.
That's right.
And God's Will for You, that was one of the first books that I read when I came here. And you talk about God's will is the new birth. That's part of our inheritance.
Yeah.
God's will is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. God's will is healing.
Yeah.
God's will is prosperity. That's
good, all good.
It's all good, mm-hmm. and it's all in the will. So we might even look
it's
at
all
this.
In the will.
We might even look at the Bible. And we've talked about how this is the will of God, but think about it this way. This is the will of God that contains our inheritance.
That's right. You know, that's not a bad thing to remember when the devil starts giving you all the lies he comes up with.
Yes, yes.
It's not God's will for me to lack. It's not God's will for me not to be able to pay this bill.
That's right.
it's God's will for me to pay this bill on time, every month.
Yep, every
whatever
month.
Whatever it is. Or use the same thing for healing. It's God's will,
it's
George.
God's will.
It's in the will.
It's in the will. And Gloria, this is something that you and Kenneth have taught. People are not familiar with what is in the will of God for them. You know, one of the books that we're going to be offering on the broadcast is called Our Covenant with God.
Yes.
And in that book, you'll remember this. There's a story that Kenneth tells about a man who saved up all of his money to take a boat, a ship, from England to the United States. And he got all of his money. He got the ticket. And as he got on the boat, he also brought with him cheese and crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Remember cheese and crackers?
Yes, that's right.
He brought with him cheese and crackers. And every day he would walk by the beautiful dining area. And he'd look in there and he'd see the marvelous food that was being laid out. And he'd go back to his room and eat his cheese and crackers. And finally at the end of the...
He brought his lunch.
That was his lunch or his breakfast or his dinner.
Yeah.
And the captain of the ship came to him on the last day of the trip and said, I've noticed that you've not been in the dining area. We have all this wonderful food. He was just wondering, was there something wrong? And the man said to him, I didn't realize it was included in the ticket.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that good?
That is such a great...
A lot of people don't understand it's included in the Word
it's
of God.
It's included
our
in
blessing,
the Word of God.
Our blessing, our increase.
Yes.
Glory.
Our healing is included in the Word of God.
That's right.
It's included in the new birth. Our prosperity is included in the will of God. It's included in God's Word. And that's where you've taught the body of Christ about this, especially where healing is concerned and where prosperity is concerned.
Amen.
That it is the will of God. I love this. It's the will of God. It's in the will that we live debt-free.
It is. It belongs to us.
It belongs to us. That we don't have to be the servant to the lender, but that it is the will of God for us to live debt-free and to be completely delivered from having to pay the interest. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was looking at a sheet the other day. Had we borrowed the money back in 1986 for this executive building, the interest on that would have been astronomical. Millions and millions of dollars. But we didn't do that, did we?
No.
No. There was a decision that you and Kenneth made a long time ago to never borrow money.
You know why we made that?
Why?
The Bible says stay out of debt.
Well, that's...
That's all.
That's all you need.
Plus other things, but that was a key thing.
That's all you need.
Lend to many and borrow from none, it says.
But it's in our inheritance. So take a look at your notes there, Gloria.
Okay, those are good.
On point B here, and again, we told you these are available to you, but we are heirs according to the promise. Let's mm-hmm. look at this verse 13 and 14. And okay. Gloria, if you'd go ahead and read that for me. This is Galatians 3, 13 and 14.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. So this redemption came at a heavy price.
Yes, it did.
He was made a curse for us.
Mm.
For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through faith, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah.
Yep.
According to the promise.
According to the promise.
It's a promise.
Yes, it is.
We can take it or leave it.
Yes.
But we have a promise.
We are redeemed from
and
the curse of the law.
We took it, that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
Yep.
That'd be sickness. That would be poverty. That would be every bad thing you can think of that's in the earth.
Yes.
Jesus Himself took that curse for me so that I could be free.
That's
now,
right.
For me to ignore that, what He did
so
that I could be free. And He suffered the pain and agony of the curse for me, George, for you.
That's right.
That wouldn't be right.
It wouldn't
That'd be an unrighteous thing to go and just let poverty and sickness overcome us.
Yes, yes.
When we've been made, what? Conquerors.
Conquerors, more than conquerors.
More
That's
than
who
conquerors.
We are.
Amen.
And, you know, it would be ridiculous, truly, for someone to go to a reading of the will and saying that so-and-so left you this and this, and this is yours, and this is yours, and that house belongs to you, and these finances belong to you, and you say, well, that's very nice, and turn around, walk away, and not take it. That would be crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to take it. I took it. And
I'm taking it.
All the days of my life. Hallelujah.
It does belong to us,
it
and
is.
We shouldn't.
It's
we
really
shouldn't.
A, that's what the scripture, you know, receive.
Yeah.
You receive it.
Yes.
When you see something in the Word wonderful like that, you
oh.
have to receive it.
Mm.
Now, some people won't receive it. They'll think, well, that's not so. But you know that's not going to work.
Yes.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
But you have to receive it.
I like that.
And that word receive is to take. You have to take it.
You really have to be a receiver of everything that He has in His Word for us.
If you want to walk in the blessing.
Yeah.
Live in the blessing.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Wow. I came up, you know, when I first was born again and I start reading the Bible and, but I was, I was going to a little church that really didn't believe these things. And came out of a time, which so many of us did, where they would say things like, well, you don't know if it's the will of God for you to be well or not. Maybe He put that on you to teach you something. Well, you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
You remember hearing about
that. Well, they just cut to the chase where I was raised, and there's no miracles today.
Oh, oh man.
No, nothing today. That's all passed away.
It's all passed away.
So they passed it all away. But I didn't pass it all away. I believed it and took it.
Well, when I first started hearing you and Kenneth preach, I took that, I ran with it, everything. Even when I was still at ORU, before I came down here, Kenneth had, by that time, Terry and I had been engaged, and so I came home here to meet the parents.
Uh-huh.
And kind of went backwards on it. I should have asked his hand for her hand in marriage first, but I just...
Well, it was the first time you ever did that, so it's okay.
It's okay. Thank you.
You don't have to get it all right the first
that's
time.
I've thought about that for years, and that's just, I'm just now free. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
But I came home, and when I talked to Kenneth, sat down with him, he said, George, what do you want to do in your life? I said, I want to be a man of God. Well, that was the right answer. And he ended up sending me every cassette tape he had.
Which were numerous.
Numerous.
I'm sure.
When I got to ORU, they called me from the post office and said, come get your boxes. Boxes, plural. And Gloria, I started listening. And I started listening to one tape after another, after another, after another. And this started getting down on the inside of me. And the old doubt, doubt and unbelief was being washed
That's
out.
Right.
And the new was being replaced. And I was seeing things
right.
I'd never seen before. What was I seeing? I was seeing what was in the will.
Yes, yes, amen.
What belonged to me.
And you were believing it and taking it.
I was believing and taking that.
And it soon manifested in your life.
And look at this in number two, B2 down there. In verse 29 of Galatians 3, it says, and if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed, and here it is, and
heirs
according to the promise.
Boy, that's a big,
that's a big
statement
one.
Right there.
In the Amplified translation, if you belong to Christ, are in Him who is Abraham's seed, then you are Abraham's offspring and spiritual heirs according to the promise.
No.
I'm an heir.
Hallelujah.
In Gloria, this message translation, this is really good. Since you are Christ's family, then you are Abraham's famous descendant.
Famous descendant.
Famous descendant.
That's good, isn't it?
It really is. Heirs according to the covenant promises. And this Passion Translation, this is such a good translation. I've just started reading it. The Passion Translation there at the bottom. And since you've been united to Jesus the Messiah, you are now Abraham's child and inherit all the promises of the kingdom realm.
Oh, that is good,
is it? Ooh, I just got chills on that
one.
Oh,
I like that.
Woo! And since you've been united to Jesus the Messiah, you are now Abraham's child and you inherit all the promises of the kingdom realm.
We've been rich all the time and just
oh,
now
right.
found out
we've
about it.
Rich.
I remember
we've
when
been
we,
rich all
when
the time.
We felt that way. In
we've
our
got
eyes.
How much time do we have? Like a minute?
We found
minute
out
and a half.
We could have what was in the Word. Man, We believed it.
Go to your second page, Gloria. I will attempt to do this in the minute and a half.
Okay.
But at the top there, I quoted Gloria, "I became heir to a fortune when I gave my life to Jesus."
That's right. That's exactly
all that
right.
belongs to the Father became ours when we were born again. Mm-hmm. We became heirs of God, children mm-hmm. of the King with the right to take our full inheritance. And most don't realize they're heirs. And I'll read this little story. They're ignorant of all that belongs to them in their inheritance. There's an article, Gloria, from a newspaper, December 30th, 2012, the London Daily Mail. "Homeless man who didn't know he was a millionaire is found dead before he could be told of his fortune."
Oh, no.
He was heir to $300 million and he did not know it. Romans 8:16, "The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs."
Yes.
"Heirs of God and joint heirs
Isn't
with Christ."
Isn't that wonderful, George?
We need to partake of the full inheritance.
I receive it.
All that is in the will belongs to us, and we're not going to leave this earth until we find out everything that belongs to us. I don't want to be like
exciting.
That man that he died before he found out that he was a millionaire, multiplied millionaire. Well, we're going to be learning this week how
to partake. We could say that he was ignorant of the will.
Ignorant of the will. That's
if we're ignorant of the will, we can't receive it.
That's perfect.
Now, how do we become unignorant? We get in the Bible
right.
and we see what it says belongs to us.
That's right.
And it works.
It does work.
I mean, we've been walking in that for decades.
Yes, we have.
We had nothing when we started. And, you could probably get what we had in the car except for the little rent house on the river, down on the river. But it's awesome, George. We've walked it out, and many people have walked it out as the word came forth, and people begin to understand and know that it's just in black and white. Take it.
Well, before we go to the break, I really appreciate what you said, that we need to get unignorant about what belongs to us. We're talking, Gloria, about being heirs of God. We're partaking of the fullness of our inheritance, everything that belongs to us.
Yes.
And we had a great day yesterday. We talked about some wonderful things. Just setting the foundation for this. And I have several really great quotes from Gloria from yesterday. Listen to this one. "The benefits of the will belong to the family, and I'm in the family."
That's right. I'm in the family. And you can be in the family too.
That's your choice. And then this other one, you just said this a little while ago, "Lift up your eyes and expand your horizons."
Amen.
And that's what we're doing. We're literally lifting up our eyes and expanding our horizons. And there are things that we don't realize that belong to us, that as we search the Word, search the will mm-hmm. of God, mm-hmm. God's will for mm-hmm. us, that we'll find them and discover what belongs to us. I remember some years ago, many years ago, we had some family members that when I go see my parents in Massachusetts, we'd go visit them, but they weren't really close family members, but they were still in the family. And they had passed away and so really hadn't heard anything about the family and didn't know about the services. We just had found out through other family that they'd passed away. Well, several years after they passed away, I was contacted by an attorney.
Hmm.
And I was told that my sister and I were in the will.
You were in the will.
And they left us money.
Uh-huh.
I had no
idea.
Did
you have to pray about it before you received it?
Not one second. I was like, where's the check? They told me. They said there'll be a check in the mail that's coming to you very soon. So we received that check, and it was part of our inheritance. It's part of what belonged to us. So many do not know and do not realize what belongs to them in Christ. And that's the investigation that we're doing.
And you don't have to die to get it. Jesus already got it for you.
He already did. And he came back to see to it that the will was put in place. He was resurrected.
To back it up.
To back up the will.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something?
All we have to do
is
find out about it, believe it,
yeah,
receive it, or take it. That word receive is to take. Take it, and it'll manifest.
It will manifest.
You say, somebody might say, I don't believe that. Well, you'll never have it, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I believe it. Well, I believe it, and it's worked for us, and it's worked for our family, and it's worked for a church full of people
it has.
That know about it. But
it
you have to know about it before you can receive it.
Yeah.
But it's up to you. You don't have to take it.
That's right. You have to be informed of the will.
Yeah.
And it's not good when somebody is a Christian and they pick up their Bible once a week and take it to church for an hour and then set it back down. You're not going to find out what the will of God is.
Think about that as you would think about the reading of the will. If you were in a very prominent, wealthy family, and today you would find out what is marked off for you in the will. You'd go. I doubt you'd play golf or do anything else.
No, no, I would be there. I would be there for the reading of the will.
So we have to do that. We have to get into the reading of the will and find out what belongs to us and receive it.
Yeah.
It's been bought and paid for. Jesus paid for it himself. He bore the whole curse for us. He bore sickness and disease. He bore poverty. He bore everything you can think of bad when he took that curse.
That's right.
And made us free if we receive it.
If we receive it.
That's why we're word people, George.
That's right. That's exactly right, because the will is
the
word.
This is it right here.
Yeah, it's it. Mm-hmm. I thought about it. You just said something, and it made me think about what I do as a pastor every Sunday. We all come together for the reading of the will.
That's right. That's good. I like it.
Every Sunday we find out what belongs to us, what is ours in the will. Mm-hmm. And that's what you guys have taught me, and I'm so appreciative for
that.
That's
good. We come together for the reading of the will.
We come together for the reading of the will.
I like
Let's come together for the reading of the will.
Let's start off like that, George, in our services.
Together for the reading of the will. That's a great way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We got to receive it. That's the way it is with the scripture. The Lord tells you what belongs to you, but you have to receive it. And that word in the Greek means take. You have to take it.
Yeah.
So if you just, you could know, I've been in churches where there wasn't anything to take. You just, you know, sit there and wait till the till it's over and hope it'll be soon.
You couldn't take it anymore.
There wasn't anything to take.
There's nothing to take.
So go where there's something to take.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah.
Let's look at our notes here at the top. And these notes are available to you, kcm.org, and go to the picture of Glory in Me, click onto it, and all of the notes that we're teaching from are available to you. Pastors, I encourage you to take these because these are great to be able to go back and refer to them, and they'll help you in your study. I find myself, Gloria, going back to some things that I've taught in all of the outlines that they help me.
Yes.
They really help me. I go back, I refresh, and then you add more to it. So here on our notes, at the top of the page, Romans 8, 16 and 17, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Praise
if indeed
God.
We suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. So we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. And I read yesterday from the article that Gloria wrote, Receive Your Inheritance. She said, I became heir to a fortune many years ago in Little Rock, Arkansas.
That's right.
When I gave my life to Jesus. At that moment, I was born again into the richest family ever known. I was born into the royal family that owns and operates the universe. I received an inheritance so vast, it will take me all of eternity to fully comprehend it.
Praise God. She knows what she's talking about.
She does know what
That's
she's talking
good.
About.
Receive your inheritance.
All that belongs to the Father became ours when we were born again. We became heirs of God, children of the King, with the right to partake
Praise
of our full
God.
Inheritance. But as we've talked about, many don't realize what belongs to them. They're ignorant of
We didn't realize it for a lot of years.
Yeah, true.
We had to hear it preached from the Word to realize it.
Yep.
That's why it's so important to go to a church that preaches you the Word of faith.
I was thinking about the first time that you and Kenneth heard Brother Hagin, Kenneth E. Hagin, on tape. You can have what you say. Write your own ticket with God.
We got it.
Those messages.
We needed some things.
And then in Tulsa, you did something most unusual, and that was you went, no matter what the weather was, you went to Brother Hagin's
That's
to
right.
sit under that teaching for his 10-day seminar mm-hmm. that he would have.
Night and day.
Night and day. No matter what, you were talking about those ice storms that they would
yep.
have, and you'd slide into the...
But Tulsa, you'd get some ice in the winter.
But you really...
We didn't slow down. I mean, we slowed down, but we went. We had to slow down, but we went.
And you were really hearing the reading of the will, what
yeah.
belonged to you, your righteousness
in Christ.
Man,
we were in debt. We didn't have any money. We didn't yeah. have a good house. We didn't have a good car. We needed something, and then we found it.
You
it was the Word of God.
It was revealed to you.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it in the Word and you took it. You weren't fighting it.
No,
you
no.
weren't.
No, we were hungry.
You were hungry.
We were hungry.
You were hungry.
We were in our house, so the rented rollaway bed cost us $6 a month or something like that. We didn't even own our own bed, George.
Oh, Gloria.
And we began to find out about the Word of God. And it changed everything in our lives. And it's still changing our lives.
He got you out of Lodibar.
We got out of
Lodibar.
Yeah,
Lodibar. Galatians 4:4 says, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his mm-hmm. Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
Praise God.
And because you are sons, God sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, mm-hmm. crying out, Abba, Father.
Oh, that's
Therefore,
good.
You are no longer a slave, but a son.
That's right.
And if a son,
then an heir
yeah. of God through Christ.
Oh, that's good. That's exactly right.
We're heirs.
We have to receive. You can be an heir and not take it.
Mm-hmm.
You can be an heir and not mm-hmm. even know about it.
Yeah, that's right.
You can be mad at somebody and they're wanting to read the will to
yeah.
you where you own something, but you don't want to go because you're mad.
That reminds me of the prodigal son and how he left his father's house. He had everything there
yeah.
that he needed. His father actually said to him when he returned, all that I had was yours.
All belonged to him.
And he left and he went out into the world and he knew that was not going to fly. So he came home and he partook of the inheritance that already belonged
Praise
to him.
God.
His father said, everything that I have is already yours. It already belongs to you.
That's right.
And that's what the Lord is saying to us. All that I have is yours.
Praise God.
It belongs to you.
I'm not going to be a prodigal.
No, I'm not going to be a prodigal either.
I'm going to receive my inheritance. I am receiving my inheritance.
If you look here in B.2, it says heir. And I did some study in the Greek about the word heir, and simply it means one who receives an inheritance by right of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Boy, that says it, doesn't it?
And you can really say it this way for us, one who receives an inheritance by right of the new birth, being born again in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
The moment we are born again. Well, you can put it this way. You know, there is a royal family in England, and William and Harry are part of that royal family,
mm-hmm.
And they have both now had children, and those children, as soon as they were born, I mean... They were heirs to the royal family. They don't even know it.
Yeah,
this one that was born some time ago, just a little while ago... Archie is his name.
Archie? Not Archie Bunker.
Not Archie Bunker.
Okay.
I thought the same thing. Archie, depends on what decade, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they named him Archie. Little Archie, he doesn't know yet what belongs to him. He doesn't know what's his.
Mm-mm.
But as he grows up and as he develops, he'll know and it'll be revealed to him what
Archie?
Belongs to him. Archie.
King Archie.
Gloria's stuck on Archie. But
I get the point.
But, you know, I read this the other day that Archie is seventh in line to be king.
Hmm. Well.
Seventh in line to be king.
I thought he'd be higher up than that.
Well, there's a few more people ahead of him. But still, there's a baby that was born. This baby is in line to be king. And he doesn't even know yet what belongs to him. Well, the same thing happens.
Right.
It happens with us when you were born again in Arkansas.
Yeah.
When you received Jesus as your Lord, you didn't know near what you know now.
Oh, no, I didn't know anything. But I was born again.
Yeah.
So therefore, I was an heir of God.
You were an heir. You were an heir.
Heir.
And all you had to do is find out what belonged to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I did.
I'm glad we found out.
I'm so glad. When I came here and I found out things after I got born again and went to the Little Baptist Church, I started finding out some things. Then I went to ORU and I listened to Oral Roberts himself preach. I found out more things. You know, one of the first messages that I heard Oral Roberts preach was, if you need healing, do these things.
Yes, I remember that.
And that was actually at a partner seminar, similar.
Was it do these 10 things? Would he have 10 things?
I think it was seven. He said
seven.
There were seven things that he did. And I actually have a book at home that someone gave me from the 50s. If you need healing, do these things. Well, I was finding out.
Mm-hmm.
I was finding out what belonged to me.
You received it.
Then I came here. And this was, I call this the big kahuna. This was the, this was it. This, when I got here, I became totally immersed in my inheritance.
Amen.
I listened to the Word. I traveled with Kenneth in those early days. All of the meetings I went to, I would work the book tables. I would set up. I would help. In all the different areas. But then when it came time for the Word, I sat there with my Bible and my
Amen.
Notebook. And I would write. And I would take notes. And there would be times. They put me in charge of making the tapes.
Oh, big job.
It was a big job. I would wait by the side of the
Those
stage.
Those kind of tapes.
These kind of...
Real to real.
Cassette tapes.
Oh, cassettes.
Cassette tapes.
Okay.
And I would stand by the platform at the end and... the person that was recording it was up there by the platform, and he would hand off the tape. I would run out to the book tables. I would start with those Wall and Sack recorders and start making those tapes, and people would come out, and it would get so busy, Gloria. They were $5 a tape, and I'd be making these tapes and selling them at the same time, and all I could see were hands, people handing me $5 bills, and I'd take the $5 and I'd give them a tape, and I'd keep making the tapes. People were hungry to know what belonged to them. But you have to find out.
That's right. And you know what? That opened you up for a great blessing to be a distributor of the Word of God.
Be a distributor of the Word of God. This is funny, Gloria. I was working the book tables one day. Kenneth had finished preaching. Here comes the mob out to the book tables to get the tape. And people are handing me the money. Well, what I would do was we're right out there where, I'm making the tapes. The machines are right
yeah.
there. And so what I would do is I would take the cassette tapes and put them right there by the opening of the player to record. And I'd line them up and then I'd slap them in like that. Well, I lined them up, and there was one particular guy that was not very patient. He threw a $5 bill, and he grabbed one of the blank tapes.
Shame on him.
He ran off
with it. Let patience have her perfect work.
That's right.
The Bible says.
Let patience have her perfect work. Anyway, all that to say, you have to research the will.
Oh, yeah.
You have to research the Word.
Think about it. If you were in a family and you were heir to a $100 million
yeah.
estate,
yes.
you think you'd go to the meeting?
Yeah.
You think you'd go to the reading
yes.
of the will? Okay. Well, that's the same thing. People that won't go to the church
yeah.
to hear it, they're missing out on more than that.
There's a website. I'm trying to remember the name of the website. Maybe somebody here can remind me. But there's a website. I think it's called Lost Money. And you go to the website, and it's lists of money that has amassed that people haven't claimed, unclaimed. Maybe unclaimed money, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a website you can go to that you can find unclaimed inheritances and money that belong to people. Well, you got to go to the book
yeah.
and find out and claim.
What belongs to you.
You got to claim
Amen.
What has been unclaimed. People have left too much on the table.
Oh, yeah.
I've set before you a table in the presence of your enemies, Psalm 23 says. And what we want to make sure is the table is clean.
Yeah.
We don't want to leave anything.
No.
God does not want us to leave anything on the table.
We want to receive it.
We want to receive whatever it is that He has for us.
That's well, good, George.
Let me. So we talked here about heir, and being an heir by right of birth, new birth. And I wrote down here, my sister and I became heirs to our parents' estate by the right of birth. Mm-hmm. All I had to do was to be born. Mm-hmm. I was just born.
You didn't deserve it. You just got it.
Write that down.
The blessing.
You didn't deserve it. You just got it.
The blessing.
The
got
blessing.
It.
The blessing. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I got the blessing of the Pearson's estate. My sister and I shared in the blessing of the Pearson's estate, and I was blessed by that. But I just needed to be born George. And George was a rightful partaker of the estate.
It belonged to you.
It belonged to me. But this belongs to us in the new birth. And this I'll give you an example of this birth being long before he died, John D. Rockefeller began giving his estate to his son simply by right of birth.
Simply by right of... That's good, isn't it?
And these are actually quotes from letters that he wrote to his son. Dear son, I'm giving you 166,072 shares of Standard Oil Company stock. Dear son, I'm giving you $20,688,000 in bonds. Dear son,
that's awesome.
I'm giving you a check for $500,000. It will be available for use next Monday.
What fun.
By the early 1920s, Rockefeller had turned over close to $500 million to his son, as well as the stewardship of his great fortune. And he wrote to his son, I'm indeed blessed beyond measure to have a son I can trust to do this work.
Praise
with
God.
Tenderest affection, Father.
Isn't that? That's a great story, isn't it?
And praise you know, Gloria, we need to be the same way.
Yeah.
I really see this as a letter from the Heavenly Father to us. I'm indeed blessed
here
beyond...
Here it is, right here.
Yeah. I'm indeed blessed beyond measure to have a son or a daughter I can trust to do this work.
Isn't that something?
With the tenderest affection, Father.
I'm sure the Father feels that way because so many people have ignored what the Bible says
yes.
or not even bothered to look at it. The inheritance sits
That's right.
there.
The inheritance.
There.
And it says in Scripture, Proverbs 13:22, and I'm about to say something. This is a revelation
okay,
that I just got this moment. Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Well, God follows His own word. He's a good man. And He's left an inheritance
That's right.
to us.
And here's something to think about.
Yes.
We, on Sundays, it's our tradition.
Yes.
Among many, many people, we come together for the reading of the will.
We come together for the reading of the will.
Take it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But if you don't pay attention to it, you don't get it.
And so when we're in church.
Or if you don't come together, you don't know about
that's
it.
That's right. Exactly.
Remember that,
if
Pastor.
If you don't show up for church, you're going to miss the reading of the will.
That's
brilliant.
Right. That's right. It's
boy,
true.
Boy, pastors
isn't it?
All over the world are going to use that one.
I like it.
You don't want to miss the reading of the will.
No. Tell your church.
I'm going to tell my church that. I'm going to tell them. You told me to tell them that.
That's right.
So we're out of time. We're heirs of God by the new birth. Let me just read this scripture to you. In 1 Peter 1, verse 4, Amplified, we were born anew into an inheritance which is beyond reach of change and decay. It's imperishable, unsullied, unfading, reserved mm-hmm. in heaven for us. That we can tap into thy will be done on earth as it is
yes,
in heaven.
Amen.
We can tap into our inheritance that's stored for us in heaven right now here on earth. In
yep,
verses in
right.
verses 3 and 4 in the NIV, he's given us new birth into an inheritance.
Isn't that? That's easy. That's plain enough, isn't it?
In Christ Jesus, we're heirs to the vast fortune of our loving Heavenly Father simply by being born again
Praise
into the
God.
Royal family. And
Praise
then I'll finish
God.
With this. Luke 12:32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
And then a good man, Proverbs 12:22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children.
That's it.
Pastor George is back with us, and he's got his gun loaded, looks like. He's got it all
loaded.
Ready to go.
My
Hallelujah.
Gospel gun loaded.
Go ahead.
Well, we're talking about being heirs of God.
I like it.
Partaking of the fullness of our inheritance. And this is This is a tremendous topic. It's so revealing to us of what belongs to us in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we have been amassing some tremendous gloriisms during the last couple of days. I happen to have several of them here before me. Now, this one that you said, the benefits of the will belong to the family, and I'm in the family.
That's right.
So I like that. That's very good. We'll use that one. And then this one, lift up your eyes and expand your horizons. So we're lifting up our eyes, expanding our view of the inheritance that belongs to us. And this one here, we've been kind of working on this one. This is one that pastors can use where church is concerned. And I'd never seen it quite like this before. But this is a gloriism here. You don't want to miss the reading of the will.
That's right.
Come to church this Sunday.
Isn't that good? I like that
myself.
Like
that one.
That was from
you
the
don't
Lord.
Want to miss the reading of the will. Because that's what we do, basically, is when we come into church,
that's
the pastor will get up, open the scriptures, and just begin to lay before the people what belongs to them in Christ.
That's what he should be doing.
That's what he should be doing. So that's what we're talking about, Gloria, is what belongs to us in this inheritance, and focusing on the fact that we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus. And that's what we're talking about today is
being... Think about going to church. Mm. You can't be a receiver without faith. You can't have faith without hearing the Word of God or reading it or seeing it, putting your eyes and your ears.
Yeah.
So it's all together.
It really is. It really is. And it's needed. It's so needed. I mean, that it really is challenging to me because that's my job description. I'm the reader of the will.
That's right. That's
to the
right.
congregation. And the will points out, a natural will point out what belongs to various individuals. Mm-hmm. I bequeath this to this person, and I bequeath this to that person, and I leave this to this person. Yesterday on the broadcast, we were talking about John D. Rockefeller and how he really began giving his son before Rockefeller passed away, he'd given him in excess of $500 million in Standard Oil stock, in cash, in the companies that he had. So the reading of the will, this is the will of God.
That's right.
This is it right here. And his will lays out for us what belongs to us. And this is not in your notes, but I just thought about this. You said something a moment ago that triggered this. And when we're talking about the reading of the will and what belongs to us, I immediately thought about the 103rd Psalm. And the 103rd Psalm says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
If you forget His benefits, you can't receive His benefits.
That's true.
Because there's no faith there.
There's no faith there to take it. And so what the benefits are really is the will. Mm-hmm. This is the will of God. This is what belongs to you. This is yours.
That's
and as
right.
we talked about yesterday, we become heirs of God by right of birth.
That's right.
Becoming
We're
children.
Born into the
We're
kingdom.
Born into the kingdom of God. And so the kingdom belongs to us. Fear not, little flock.
We're born again into the kingdom.
Born again into the kingdom of God. And these things belong to us. Well, here in the 103rd Psalm, he's talking about forget not all his benefits or forget not all of the inheritance of what belongs to you. And listen to this. He starts listing it. Here's the reading of the will. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all of your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns your head with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Well, I like it.
That's the reading of the will. That's what belongs to us.
He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
And what are the good things that he satisfies our mouths with? The Word.
Yeah.
We put the Word.
Our eyes and our ears.
Yep.
And our heart.
Yep.
Out our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're satisfied.
Yes, we're satisfied. With long life. As opposed to...
Whatever the Word says, we take it.
We take it. And as opposed to saying, well, I'm getting old and things are breaking down And I'm not like I used to be, you know, you're such and such years old. No, no, my youth is renewed like the eagles. He Amen. Fills my mouth with good things. He satisfies me with long life. Yes. Does he satisfy me and show me his salvation?
Amen. That's long life.
Long life. Ooh. Long life, life is part of the inheritance.
Amen.
It was part of Abraham's inheritance. Mm-hmm. Let me just read something to you, Gloria. Okay. This actually is the article that you wrote that really inspired this teaching.
Oh.
And I've got a copy of it for you over here.
Oh,
but
good.
But I was reading this and you talk a lot about Abraham. And you said, Abraham's blessing is your inheritance. It has been willed to you by the word of God.
That's right.
And you were talking about how Abraham was rich in silver and gold and in cattle, and how he was so blessed. And so we were talking a moment ago about what belongs to us, mm-hmm. and long life. I mean, you've written a book by that,
mm-hmm.
and a tremendous book concerning that. You did a lot of research on that. And in your article, mm-hmm. part of the inheritance is long life.
That's right.
Satisfied with long life.
Satisfied.
And you wrote in this article, God so renewed Abraham's youth that after Sarah died, he was able to remarry and have 6 more children.
Well, that's the truth.
Terry and I, every so often, we look at each other and go, you want another child? And she go, nah. At 175 years old, the Bible says Abraham's spirit was released and he died at a good, ample, full old age. An aged man satisfied and satiated mm-hmm. and was gathered full. Unto his people. That was the Amplified translation. So that's part
of Galatians 4:7.
Yeah. Well, that was.
Wait. Where's the Amplified? Is it on here?
No, I was reading from your other sheet there. But,
okay.
But all that to say that long life, strong life,
yeah.
is part of the inheritance that belongs
but
to
you
us.
But you know, George, without people being aware of that,
yeah.
From the Scripture, mm-hmm. that's where the faith. You can read books on long life, but the power to do it
yes,
is in the Word of God. They don't know any better than to just go on and kind of fade away.
Mm-hmm.
But we know better.
We know better. You know, a few weeks ago, I took Terry to, she had an eye doctor appointment, checkup for her eyes. And so we're sitting there talking to this doctor and we're visiting with each other. And all of a sudden he said this. He looked at Terry's chart. He saw how old she was, and he looked up at her and me, and she said, "Now, are you retired?" And both of us, both of us at the same time said, "No." We almost sat up in our seats like, "No!" And he went back like this. He said, "Okay, okay, all right." Well, that really never crosses our minds.
No.
Because of the calling that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all that to say, Gloria, that's part of our inheritance.
Yes, amen.
It belongs to us. Good life, long life, strong life. And that scripture that you quoted from Genesis 25:8, Abraham's spirit was released. He died at a good, ample, full old age, 175 years old. An old man, satisfied, satiated,
mm-hmm.
and then he was gathered to his people. So really, we should...
He was satisfied.
He was satisfied.
He was through.
Yeah.
He was
done.
He'd done what he was supposed to do, and now he's going on.
Brother Hagin, that was that way. Brother Hagin preached shortly before he passed away. He said, if I'm gone to heaven, that means I was satisfied.
Amen.
And you know the story. He was at the house...
Oh, for a big Having breakfast?
Had a big breakfast, mm-hmm. sitting in a chair, and his favorite thing was a bowl of strawberries. And he ate his first bowl of strawberries and asked for a second one. He's right in the middle of eating his second bowl of strawberries, and he went to heaven.
And it was a ripe old age. How old was he?
He was 86 when he went. Now, Brother Copeland, he's pressing in a little bit beyond that. No, a lot beyond that, with 120 years.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well.
But no matter what age, it is the will of God, and it's part of His inheritance, that we live a long, strong, prosperous, healthy, energized, powerful life.
And fulfill our calling.
To fulfill our calling. You know, and if Jesus tarries, I'm looking forward to seeing my grandchildren married and my grandchildren having children.
Mm-hmm.
With long life, does He satisfy
That's
us?
Right.
So we're talking about this, and we covered some things in this first part, but go to point B because of time, Gloria. Go to point B. And we're talking about being joint heirs with Jesus. In Romans 8, 16 and 17, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Yes, amen.
If indeed we suffer with Him, we may be glorified also together with Him. Or the word suffer there means to stand or to believe. So we're seeing here that we're not only heirs of God.
We are born of God.
Born of God, we are joint heirs with Jesus. And if you look at the definition from the Greek, where it says joint heir, it means one who is in union together with an inheritor.
Hmm.
One who is in union together with an inheritor. Now, I use the example here of Terry and I were joint heirs to my parents' estate. We both received everything because we're one.
Mm-hmm.
When my father passed away first, and then my mother passed away, and when she passed away, then we began the process of going to the attorneys and seeing that the will was all intact. She had a will. And what mother did was that everything that she had was passed along to me, and it was passed along to my sister. But because Terry and I are joint heirs together, then my part of that inheritance actually was given to both Terry and me.
Mm-hmm.
She was the partaker of that because she's a joint heir. Anything, everything that I have, it's hers because of being a joint heir. Well, think about this. Everything that Jesus has is ours.
Amen.
Why?
We're joint heirs.
We're joint heirs.
That's good.
We're
mm-hmm.
joint heirs with Him.
Praise God.
In verse 17, this is number 4 in point B. Verse 17 in the Amplified Translation, if we are His children, then we are His heirs also.
That's
heirs
good.
Of God and fellow heirs with Christ, look at this, sharing His inheritance with Him.
Good. Hallelujah.
Now, that takes some meditation time to really...
Praise God.
Really think about the fact that we are joint heirs with Jesus.
Then it repeats it.
And it repeats it. It says it again. And then in the New Living Translation down there at the bottom, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory.
Praise God.
Well, what is the glory of God? But the glory of God is the presence of God, heavy with everything good.
Amen.
Praise and that's what we're joint heirs with.
Amen.
That's what belongs to
us.
If
people only knew what was available to them.
That's so true.
They would do whatever it took to walk after Him.
That's absolutely true. And they, well, Scripture tells us, Gloria, that people perish for what?
A lack of knowledge.
I believe the Amplified Translation of that Scripture, I don't have it here right offhand, but the Amplified Translation of that Scripture talks about revelation of their redemption.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
Redemptive
rights, I believe that's what it says. But they perish for a lack of knowledge of what is in the plan of redemption for them. Or you could say, for lack of knowledge of what belongs to them in their inheritance.
That's true.
Because before I got here from Massachusetts, I didn't really know whether or not it was the will of God for me to be healed. Why? Because people were telling me, well, you don't know. You don't know. Now, God might want to teach you something. God will put you in the hospital.
Faith comes by hearing. Unbelief comes by hearing.
Yes, that's true.
And you can be raised to hear.
Wait a minute.
You can be raised to hear the wrong thing all your life if you're not careful.
Faith comes by
hearing.
Hearing and unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
comes by.
You know, people, a lot of people, I'm sure, think that we're really far out. We're just far in. I mean, you know, this belongs to us. We take it.
Yeah.
Everything the Word says, if Jesus is Lord of our lives, belong to us.
I was reading an article the other day online about something. I was doing research for a message I was teaching. And I thought, boy, this is really good. And I was reading down through it. That's good. That's good. And then he got to the part about we're not really sure if it's the will of God for us to be well. I went, oh, man.
He should get a Bible. All he needs is a Bible.
All he needs is a Bible. He needs to get a Bible.
Wouldn't that be sad to not know the will of God?
It is.
It's for you to be healed, for you to live long, for you to be blessed.
Lord, it is not the will of God for us to be confused.
That's why we have the Word.
About these things. That's why we have the Word. That's why we have Isaiah 53.
That's right.
Jesus bore our infirmities. He carried our infirmity, bore our sicknesses. Mm-hmm. By His stripes we are healed.
We were healed.
We were healed.
Yeah.
We were healed. And that is the will of God. That is the will of God for us. And we are not only heirs of God, but we are joint heirs with Jesus.
Amen.
We are joint heirs with Him. And so let's go to the second page. We've got 5 minutes here.
Uh-oh.
And now, okay, we're talking about Jesus being a joint heir with Him. Mm-hmm. Now we find out from Hebrews 1, look at the top of your page, Hebrews 1, 1 and 2, that He is heir of all things.
Amen.
It says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things.
I think that's an interesting choice of words.
Isn't it?
Appointed. Heir of all things.
That is interesting. That's mm-hmm. that's legal terminology, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's not... I mean, it's an appointment. You've been appointed. It's an you take it.
Yeah.
You can't say, no, I'm not going to be an heir.
He has been, that's true. He's been appointed heir of all things through whom also He made the worlds. So Jesus was appointed heir of all things in the Amplified Translation in verse 2, whom He appointed heir and lawful owner of all things.
Praise God. Amen.
So, this is...
Now, what are we? We're not just heirs.
No, we're...
We're joint heirs.
Joint heirs. And if you look at number four there on your page, this is kind of the summary mm-hmm. of all this.
Okay.
If Jesus is the heir of all things,
yeah.
and we are joint heirs with Him,
mm-hmm.
that makes us heirs of all things as well.
That's right. That's a good statement. It's true.
Everything that we need for...
We even got born over again to be heirs.
Yes, we did. We did. We sure did.
We're not the same old, same old.
No, we're not same
not
old,
same
old. Not if
we're born... That's why it's vital to be born over again.
That's right.
My goodness.
That's right. I was thinking about this scripture. It's not on your page, but let me read it to you.
Okay.
We're talking about being an heir of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And... It says in 2 Peter 1, 3, it says, according as His divine power has given us all things,
mm-hmm.
all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. See, that's what you're talking about there, about the study of the Word, through the knowledge of Him.
Yeah, knowledge.
We have to have knowledge of the Word of God to know what is ours. So through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us, or you could say they're already given unto us, exceeding great and precious promises,
yes.
that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Boy, that's a great scripture.
Boy, that's a mouthful
that
there.
Now, what was reference on that?
That was 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4. So if Jesus is the heir of all things, we've settled that fact that He's the heir of all things. God appointed Him heir and lawful owner of all things.
Yes.
And then we are joint heirs with Him. That makes us heir of all things as well. Everything that we would need. Everything that you would ever need to be successful on this earth belongs to us now in Him. Through Jesus Christ.
Amen. It's
everything. Everything, Gloria, that this ministry needs to be successful and to fulfill the will of God that is on this ministry. You know, Brother Copeland has received a word in 1976. And actually, that was the first thing that I was introduced to the day I walked through the doors, was the brochure that we were sending out, that the word of the Lord was to take this uncompromised word of faith and preach it from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle, on every available voice.
Yes, amen.
And so we're doing that today at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are aggressively looking to get this word on every available voice. Well, everything needed for that, because we are joint heirs with Jesus, we have it. It's ours.
Mm-hmm.
Because He is the heir of all things. Now, I like
this.
And
we're born of Him.
And we're born of Him. I'll finish up with this last statement. It's on your page. It's the last statement there. It's a quote from Gloria Copeland that I wrote down some time ago.
I know her.
When you were born again, Jesus moved in with everything He has.
I like that. That's good. If I do say so myself, that came from the Lord. When you were born again, Jesus moved in. With everything he has. That's the truth, George.
So it would do us well to do a study of everything Jesus has.
Yeah, do
because
that.
Because everything Jesus has belongs to us. Gloria, this is... Okay, we are one day away from our 350th broadcast.
Wow, George.
On prosperity.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
That's awesome.
And we've had such a good time just going over all of the scriptures about prospering and growing in prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, we're talking about being heirs of God.
Heirs.
Heirs of God. The inheritance that belongs to us. Let me read a scripture to you very quickly that just came to me as we were talking. And this is the Apostle Paul. This is from Acts 20 and verse 32. He says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified."
Hallelujah. Does one translation say it with the saints in Lot, or did I make that up?
Mm-mm. No, I think you're right. That does. And this says, in the Amplified Bible, it says, "give you a rightful inheritance."
Oh.
Our rightful inheritance.
In other words, it belongs to us.
It belongs to us. And he said, "I commend you to God, to the word of His grace," the combination of those two is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all who are sanctified.
Praise God.
So that's what we're talking about, Gloria. We're talking about our inheritance.
Amen.
What belongs to us in Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
And that is one of the things, and I'll just say this, if I can summarize what you and Kenneth have put into my life and what I've seen you put into others, it's really partaking of what rightfully belongs to us in the Word. So many people miss that.
You have to know what the Word says in order to receive it.
You do.
And then you can receive it, and it'll work for you and bless you and heal you and prosper you.
That's right.
And satisfy you.
I remember when you tell the story about when you discovered about not borrowing money.
Mm-hmm.
And you found that in the Word of God. And you said, "Well, if that's what the Word says, that's what we're going to do."
That's right.
Even though it looked like you couldn't get a house or Kenneth couldn't get a plane.
No.
But I'm so thankful. I must say this publicly.
I'm glad. What?
I'm so thankful that you and Kenneth made that decision.
Me too.
To operate this ministry debt-free. Because it's personally impacted Terry and myself, because we are debt-free.
Praise God.
And we studied, we got the Word into us, we learned how to do that. But then with other people who are pressing into a debt-free lifestyle, and I'm also thankful that you made that decision, because Kenneth Copeland Ministries owes no man anything except to love Him.
Praise God.
We do not have banks trying to call in the loan. We do not have people
pressuring
us. We don't have people telling us, because we take 10% of all of the finances that come into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and it goes right back out again, sowing good seed into ministries all over the world.
Praise God.
That's the tithe of the ministry.
Amen.
And we don't have any financial institution telling us, you cannot do that anymore unless you pay this loan back.
That's right.
We're free.
Hallelujah.
We're free. So
free,
thank you.
Free.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We
for doing
appreciate
that.
Knowing that. It was an interesting trip.
Interesting. You're very diplomatic about your It's an interesting
but,
it was a journey.
You know, you'd think, well, we might not be able to do this or might not be able to do that. But in reality, you can do anything you believe for if
That's
you'll
right.
go with the Word
That's
of God.
Right. And we have to know what belongs to us. So let's take a look at our notes together,
okay.
Gloria. And we'll do, here we're talking from Galatians 4:6. And let me read that scripture. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
Praise
and because you are sons, God sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. If a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Yes, amen.
So we settle this here, Gloria, that we are heirs of God because of the new birth. We are sons and daughters.
By birth.
By birth.
We're heirs by birth.
Then I quote Gloria Copeland, I became heir to a fortune many years ago in Little Rock, Arkansas, when I gave my life to Jesus. At that moment, I was born again into the richest family
Hallelujah.
Ever known. I was born into the royal family that owns and operates
yes,
the universe.
Amen.
I received an inheritance so vast, it'll take me all of eternity to fully
Praise
comprehend
God.
It.
Well, that's a good word.
Thinking about that word that you said there, you received an inheritance so vast, it'll take eternity to fully comprehend it.
Mm-hmm.
It must be a lot bigger than we think.
It's everything.
It's everything. It's everything. Mm. And we looked at the word heir in the Greek. An heir is one who receives the inheritance by right of birth.
Ha, that's good.
By right of birth. And when we made Jesus the Lord, what the quote that you had yesterday, when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, Jesus moved in with everything.
He did.
He brought everything
he brought
with
everything
him.
With him.
Yeah, he did.
Hallelujah.
He brought everything
heirs
with
of
him.
God.
And we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus, and we've been born, or you could say reborn, into the royal family as heirs to our Father's kingdom.
Praise
it gives
God.
Him good pleasure, Gloria, to give us the kingdom.
Praise God.
And everything that is in
and
the kingdom.
And we have good pleasure to receive it.
Yes, we do.
It's a blessing.
Yes, we do.
I mean, we never, you know, somebody could be diagnosed with a terminal disease.
Yes.
But in the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no terminal disease.
That's
He's
right.
got healing.
That's right.
Somebody could say, well, you're going bankrupt. Well, God meets all of our needs according to His riches and glory and will not be bankrupt.
That's right.
But you have to get that in your heart. You don't just,
you, really
you
do.
Have to put the Word of God concerning the promises of God and the things that belong to us in your eyes, in your ears, so they get down in your heart and you don't just do that one day, you do it all your life.
All our lives.
And thank God for it.
Well, we have to be like Abraham and be fully persuaded.
Yeah, that's right.
Fully persuaded that what God said He would fulfill.
Amen.
And have such a strong belief, a strong faith in it and in that Word, that everything that He's laid out before us. You know, I was thinking about one of the parts of our inheritance, and that is protection. We are protected.
Amen.
You know, you and I did a series a couple of years ago called The Untouchables.
Yes, I remember that.
And
it was good.
And the wicked one touches us not.
Amen.
That's part of our inheritance.
That's right.
Wherever we go, we are protected. We're in the will of God, and no matter where we are, we are under the protection of Almighty God.
Amen.
We've inherited that. We are heirs of that protection in our lives.
And joint heirs.
Joint heirs with Jesus.
Praise
oh,
God.
My goodness.
How
joint heirs.
How big is that?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And so, we'll talk about that right now. Romans 8:14, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Praise God.
For you did not receive the spirit of bondage unto fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. You know what that phrase, Abba, Father, is translated? It's translated, my Father, my dear Father loves me.
It is. I didn't know that.
That's the translation of Abba, Father. My Father, my dear Father loves me. And Terry and I, a few years ago, we were in Israel together, and we went to a shopping area there, and it's an outdoor shopping area, and I saw this little Jewish boy. Mm-hmm. He probably looked about 4 years old. And he was out outside of a store, and he started going, Abba, Abba.
Oh, I bet you came alive,
didn't Oh, my goodness.
He was looking. Saying, Daddy, Daddy.
Daddy, Daddy. He was looking for his daddy. And, you know, his father went over to him and picked him up and hugged him. That's the way the Father is with us.
Praise God.
Whatever is needed. Our Father, our Heavenly Father is like Pop.
Pop. Oh, yeah.
Pop.
My pop was
Gloria's grandfather, and what a gentleman. What a kind, sweet man.
He really was.
He was so sweet, he would let you drive his truck to town without a license. That's how sweet Pop was.
Go to the movie in his truck.
Would you ask him if you could do that?
Sure.
You just say, Pop, can I
use the truck? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wow. He's so good to you.
He was.
Wow.
And when I was very small, he'd take me with him. I wanted to go everywhere with him. Yeah. I just loved him so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say, Pop, I want to. He'd say, well, I've got to go do so and so. I'd say, I want to go. He had to go feed the cows or do something, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd want to go with him. And he would give in and take me with him.
Boy, that is, I'll tell you, Gloria. He was a dream grandfather. Well, that's the way God is with us. And that's the way we should be with him. Draw nigh unto him, he'll draw nigh unto you. And in that relationship, you were able to partake of the inheritance of Pop, because he would take care of whatever you want. I had a grandfather that way. He was that way to me. He'd take me to a store, and he'd be shopping and getting whatever he needed, like a Walmart. Yeah. He'd be shopping and getting some things. Well, I would go over to the toy aisle.
Oh, of course.
And I'd scope out a toy. And if I wanted that toy and I saw my grandfather coming, I would just stare at it. I look at the toy.
Longing eyes.
Just longing for it. And he'd come up behind me, he'd say, he was Italian, so he had a real thick Italian accent. He said, you want that toy? I get that toy for you.
That's sweet.
And he was so good. Well, that's the way the Father is. That's the way, I'm very much so. This afternoon, I'm about to be inundated with grandchildren.
Oh, good.
And I've got two coming down from Oklahoma, and I'm going to take them over to their other cousins, Jeremy's kids, and then do whatever
they
want.
You're Pop. There's no question about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not Pop, but I'm Poppy. Mm-hmm. That's me.
Poppy.
That's Poppy. That's me. So, and it really is the way the Father is towards us.
That's true.
And compassion. I do. In my mind, I think about that scripture, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children.
That's right.
And I'm doing everything I can right now to build an inheritance for my children's children. So that...
Could you adopt me, George?
I can adopt you. So that there is a relationship that we have with our Father that many people do not see. They don't see Him as the healer. They don't see Him as the one that prospers us. No, I wouldn't dare ask God for that. He's wanting us to.
Sure.
He's wanting us to come to the table. And I heard Kenneth say this years ago. Do you remember him talking about, I've set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And Brother Copeland said, well, the problem is I can't get my kids to come to the table.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's for us. I mean, you look at this beautiful fruit bowl. And, you know, I saw you on the first day that we taped, right before we were taping, you took one of the blueberries and ate it.
Good for you.
Yeah, brain food.
Brain food.
but we're not restricted from that. We can have whatever we want. That's ours.
Yeah, that's right.
You can take that whole plate home with you if you want
to.
Good,
I'll take it.
But that's the way the Father is to us. He's generous.
Yes, thank God.
He is so good to us. We are an heir of God and the kingdom of God by right of birth. the right of our birth.
He invented the blessing.
He did. He invented the blessing.
In the Garden of Eden, he blessed them.
That's right. So we see here, we're right in the middle of the scripture here, Gloria.
Go ahead.
In Romans 8:14. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. So we're joint heirs with Him. And if you look at the Greek there, a joint heir is one who is in union together with an inheritor.
That's good.
So we are joint heirs together with Jesus. The New Living Translation says, together with Christ,
yes,
we are heirs of God's glory.
Praise God. That's
we're heirs. He supplies all of our need according to His riches in glory. So there are some riches in glory that belong to us.
Amen.
Then in Hebrews 1:1, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds.
Praise God. What a word.
So Jesus has been appointed heirs. And the other day we talked about this, and you talked about that appointment, to be appointed to something. Jesus has been appointed heir of all things. So if you look at that last statement there, Gloria, on the first page, if Jesus is the heir of all things, and we are joint heirs with Jesus, we must be heirs of all things as well.
That's good. And
we
that's
must
what it
be
says.
Heirs of all things as well.
Praise God.
Every,
we are joint heirs with Him.
Yep.
Praise God.
So we're joint heirs with Him, and everything we need is in the book. Or really, it's in the will of God.
Yeah.
And I like what you said early on in our study of this. You came up with this phrase, and I'm going to use it in church.
Oh, good. What?
I'm going to use it in church. This is what every pastor should say to their congregation Sunday. You don't want to miss the reading of the word, the reading of the will.
That's right. That's
come
right.
to church.
That's good.
Come to church for the reading of the will.
Yeah.
This is the will.
Hallelujah.
This is God's will. This is what belongs to us.
That's right.
That's and we've heard Brother Hagin talk about.
And
yeah.
Then as you read it, faith comes in you to receive it.
That's true.
So that's another big bountiful.
Bountiful.
Gift.
Yes, it
Hallelujah.
Is. It is.
It's a win-win.
Scripture after scripture after scripture. We don't have to live in fear.
No.
We don't have to live being fearful of anything.
No.
Because the Word of God plainly tells us God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power,
of love,
and of a sound mind. That's what belongs to us. That is ours.
Somebody tells you you're crazy, you tell them you have a
sound mind.
Thank you.
That's right. I have a sound mind, thank you.
I have a sound mind.
I have a sound mind.
And if the devil starts trying to tell you you're losing your mind, say, I have a sound mind,
I have
Satan,
a sound mind.
Out of my sight in
That's
the name
right.
of Jesus.
That's right. Well, that belongs to us.
That's right.
That's part of the inheritance.
Amen.
That is ours. Now, if you look, are you there?
Okay,
there you
where
go.
Am
Second
I?
Page.
Okay.
Galatians 4:7. Verse 7, it says, therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Praise God.
It says in the New Living Translation, since you are His child, everything He has belongs to you.
Wow, that's
oh,
a big one, isn't it?
That's a huge
Ooh,
one.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything He has belongs to you.
You're an heir of God.
We're
all
an heir
things.
Of God. You know, it would really be good for us just to take time and meditate on that and think about it and think about how everything He has belongs to us.
Praise God. That
In the Message awesome. Translation, it says, if you're a child, you're also an heir with complete access to the inheritance.
Complete access.
So we have complete wow. access. As being born again believers, we have complete access to the fullness of the kingdom's inheritance that belongs to us.
Amen.
Access. Access to health.
Yes.
We have access to the healing power of God. We have access to His prosperity that He has It gives God good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It gives Him pleasure to prosper His servants. We have access, Gloria, really, to everything we need.
Oh, absolutely. In Him.
In Him. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful thing about it is that He will surprise us. Mm-hmm. He will absolutely surprise us. You know, we had not too long ago Gary Cassie here at the church, and he was talking about debt freedom. Mm-hmm. And he was preaching about the double portion and how important this double portion is. And Gary and Drenda Cassie, of course, they're on the network. They have it's called Fixing the Money Thing mm-hmm. on the network, Believer's Voice of Victory Network. Anyway, he was talking about the double and how the double belongs to us. And he started, I mean, it's a long study that he had, but and he was talking about how it was working for him. He loves to hunt. He enjoys hunting. So he sowed a seed towards a shotgun, particular shotgun that he wanted to have. Mm-hmm. Well, instead of one, he got two. Long story short, 16 shotguns have been given to him.
Wow.
And all in pairs.
In pairs?
In pairs. The double.
Wow.
The double.
That's cool, isn't it?
They were believing God for a vacation home. They were given one. They were given a home in Florida on the beach. They were given a home then, after that, in Nova Scotia on the beach.
Wow.
On the water. Two. Double. And he just told story after story after story about walking in the double and how he was given an Escalade. They wanted a pearl white Escalade. And so they just put it before the Lord. They sowed for it, believed God. And a friend of theirs who owns company, car company, came to them and said, I want to sow this Escalade. It was the pearl white Escalade. Wow. Well, they're driving it and all of a sudden, the engine light comes on. Well, a few weeks after that, Gary was talking to the owner of this company. How's the Escalade doing? He said, well, it's really good, but you know, the engine light came on. And the guy sat back and said, well, I'm just going to give you another one.
He had two.
He gave him a second Escalade. Well, I'm sitting there listening.
That's big.
I'm sitting there listening to this, mm-hmm. and I'm going, I am a partaker of this double,
the double inheritance
that belongs to
us. Put it in our mouth, the double.
Whoa, the double, absolutely. So I'm saying it. I've been saying it ever since. We're taking the double. Gloria, we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus, and everything that Jesus has in the kingdom, we are joint heirs with.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with us today, giving us some very valuable instructions about our finances. And if you'd like to get out of debt, I suggest that you get on with God, what He says about money.
That's right.
Because that's how we got out.
That's right. You did.
And that's how we stay out.
You did.
And that's how we've lacked for nothing because of it.
Amen. That's right.
It'll work. Your faith will get you there.
It will.
You'll do what the Bible says.
Well, once again, I thank you for allowing me to be with you on this broadcast for this
welcome.
Week together. And I was thinking, you know, when I first started the broadcast with you, 350 broadcasts ago.
This is
our 350th broadcast.
Well, George, you've put out a lot of information about finances in 350 broadcasts.
When we first started, you actually had me do 2 weeks of broadcast because you were going to be out of town.
Yeah.
And so you called and said, could you do this? And I said, sure. And I was teaching a series in church on prosperity. So I thought, well, I think I'll just bring those notes in here. Well, you watched the broadcast, then you called me. and I quote Gloria verbatim. You said, George, I have a brilliant idea. You said, brilliant. You said, why don't you and I do 2 weeks of broadcast and you bring your notes? I said, yes, ma'am. And I really honestly didn't know how long that would last because I thought, okay, I did the 2 weeks with you and I thought, well, maybe that's it. Maybe we won't do any more. So you called back. So, well, let's do it again.
I'll probably call again, let's so get ready.
So 350 broadcasts later, here we are teaching on the subject of prosperity.
I'd like to have some testimonies on people receiving and...
That's right.
And, you know, getting out of debt or whatever it is, supernatural, that where they've learned the word from these broadcasts.
That would be great. And to read them on the broadcast.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Oh, that would be good.
Love
Please
to do that.
Please do that.
Yes, information's on your screen right now for you to be able to send your testimony to us and how the Lord has helped you and prospered you. And also, these outlines and all of them that we've done are available online. Go to the picture of Glory and Me, click onto it, and you can access all of the outlines that we've done from the beginning.
So this is number 350.
So there are 350 teachings on prosperity out there.
Praise God.
So what we've been talking about all week, Gloria, is we've been talking about heirs of God, being an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus.
Yes.
And partaking, really, of the inheritance that rightfully belongs to us. And we talked about how an heir is someone that partakes of an inheritance by right of birth. So we have, by right of the new birth...
Yes, that's right.
...the ability to tap into the inheritance that belongs to us.
Praise God.
Or we call it God's will, or the will that has the inheritance in it that mm-hmm. belongs to us.
That's right.
And we talked about how this is the will of God right here. This is
yes,
God's will.
That's right.
But really, it's God's will of the inheritance that belongs to us. And I will use this, Gloria, I will continue to use this that you said, and tell my church, you don't want to miss the reading of the will.
That's right.
Come to church.
Come to church.
And that's what we do every Sunday.
That's right.
Every time we meet together, it's the reading of the will of what belongs to us.
We grow. We have an opportunity to grow and increase in our faith and
that's right.
obedience and understanding.
And unfortunately, people don't know the will of God concerning their health or concerning
that's
prosperity.
Right.
But we can learn what the inheritance is.
Amen.
We have to take the time, because this is a pretty big book that has a lot in it for us to partake of.
You can study it for a lifetime. But all the time you're studying, you're increasing and growing in your ability to
That's
know
right.
the truth and to be free.
Yeah.
You'll know the truth. The truth will make you free, the Scripture says.
The truth will make you free. And you keep... It keeps multiplying. The revelation keeps multiplying. I look at you and Kenneth and the studies that you've done and how, and this is something that I take notice of when we have our ministers' conference here. You and Kenneth are on the front row.
Oh, yeah.
With your notebooks, taking notes. And
We're still in school.
You're still in school. We're all still in school. And it's not like they're sitting there going, well, I know all of this and I don't need to listen.
No.
They're continually listening to the Word. I heard someone say one time, you cannot inoculate yourself to the truth that God wants to bring out in a Scripture that you've read many times before.
That's true. You keep seeing things.
Don't make it
because
familiar.
Because the Spirit of God, He's there teaching you all the time.
That's right.
Opening up your thinking. And
yeah.
Yeah, you can't get there. I mean, this is what we'll do in heaven, I'm sure.
We will. He will continue to expound the Word of God. It's going to take eternity.
I believe that.
Like you had written before, it really will take eternity to grasp the vastness of who He is.
I believe that.
Like, He is so...
And won't it be great?
Oh, it'll be wonderful. Mm. It'll be wonderful. And won't it be great to be able to go... And for instance, there's a book that I've read about heaven and a person who actually went to heaven and talked about the big pavilion that was there and that John G. Lake was speaking.
And that book.
That all of these great preachers from the past were speaking. I'll get it to you. It's a
Good.
Wonderful book.
I'd like to take it with me.
Anyway, it's called My Dream of Heaven. And a woman that actually went to heaven. So all of this belongs to us. And what we're talking about here in today's broadcast is it belongs to us now.
Yeah,
we don't have to wait.
It's been done.
It's done.
And being done. It's been done and being done.
Right, right. Everything.
It's awesome.
Everything that we need, we have access to. But we access it by our faith.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take it.
And obedience.
And obedience through faith and patience.
Yeah.
You partake of the inheritance.
You receive the promises.
Receive the promises of God. Well, this first part here, you'll see it says, our week in review. Let me just take us through this very quickly.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm quoting from Gloria's article called Receive Your Inheritance. And I've decided at this moment that we are making that available to you as well, along with the notes. So we have scribes right now writing that down making sure that they'll get it, because this article that Gloria wrote, it's magnificent, and it's what
Thank
inspired
you,
me to do this teaching. Well, she wrote in it, "I became an heir to a fortune many years ago in Little Rock, Arkansas, when I gave my life to Jesus. At that moment, I was born again into the richest family known.
That's right.
I was born into the royal family that owns and operates the universe.
Hallelujah.
I received an inheritance so vast, it will take me all of eternity to fully comprehend it.
My, my.
And that is really, that does describe it. Yesterday, as we were preparing for the broadcast, I was talking to Tim Fox, who's our floor director here, and he was just sharing with me about how when we make our confession of faith to make Jesus the Lord of our lives, that's when the inheritance is deposited. That's when it comes into our life, in that one little prayer. And there have been so many prayers that have been prayed to make Jesus the Lord. I mean, as simple as, "Jesus, be my Lord."
Yeah.
That was my prayer. That was it. But when I said that, that opened the door for the inheritance to come into my life. And by right of the new birth, I became an heir.
You became born again.
I became born again and an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus.
A joint heir with Jesus.
It's a wonderful thing.
Marvelous.
So we looked at Scriptures, Gloria, Galatians 4:4-7. We are heirs of God.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at 1 Peter 1:3-4. We're heirs by birth. We looked at Romans 8:14-17. We are joint heirs with Jesus.
Praise
and
God.
In Galatians 4:7, we are heirs. The New Living Translation says, we are heirs of everything.
Praise
we're
God.
Heirs of everything. Now, what we're answering today is the question, when can we access our inheritance?
That's good.
When do we get to partake of that? When is the time for that? Do we have to wait till heaven? Well, no, not really. You won't. I don't think you'll need a car in heaven. We need it down here.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that we need down here to be able to get the job done that we need to do.
Okay.
So
I
the
like
answer
it.
To the question, when can we access our inheritance? And look at Colossians 1 there, verses 12 through 13. Go ahead and read it, Gloria.
Well, I'm not fine. Oh, I see. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers. The Father made us able, in other words,
able?
To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Wow.
So when we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives and gave Him the opening, we were conveyed into the kingdom. So I'm a citizen of the kingdom
That's
of heaven right,
right That's
now.
That's exactly right. That's
who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints. We don't have to wait for heaven to claim all of our full inheritance. Our full inheritance belongs to us now. All we have to do is claim it by faith.
Claim it by faith.
Receive it by faith.
So it belongs to us now.
Mm-hmm.
Healing, we don't have to wait for heaven for healing.
That's right.
It belongs to us right now.
Yep.
And I think that is a major, major revelation that many in the body of Christ have not had.
No.
They're pushing it off. In other words, the phrase, they're kicking the can down the road. It's something that's going to be way out there somewhere that I'll only be able to access one day. You know, when we all get to heaven, that's when we'll be able to partake of the inheritance. But that's not true. That it belongs to us right now.
That's right.
It is ours right now. It is
ours.
It is done.
Praise
it is a
God.
Done deal, and it belongs to us right now.
And we're not sharing things, something that we haven't walked in.
Right.
We know.
Right.
It's worked. We've been born again. We've been healed. We've received the material things we need by faith.
Right.
And the increase in finances by sowing and tithing. Glory to God.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's available for anybody who will make Jesus the Lord of their lives and then walk with Him according to the Word of God and receive it.
Receive it. And it does. It is ours right now.
Yes, it is.
I'm grateful that all of what the kingdom has for us, we can use it right now. Mm-hmm. We can call for it right now. Mm-hmm. Whether it's debt freedom or paying off long-standing bills or sickness. Deuteronomy 28, the curse of the law, calls it sicknesses of long continuance. Mm-hmm. Well, we're redeemed from that. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. So it belongs to us right now.
And our diseases. And by His stripes, we were healed.
Past tense.
Yeah.
We were healed. And Gloria, if you would open your Bible to Deuteronomy 28, because in just a moment, you and I are going to have a reading of the will.
Ooh.
But let me read these scriptures. As she's turning there, I'm going to read these scriptures to you. Our inheritance belongs to us right now. In verse 32 of Acts 20, it says, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." His word gives us the inheritance. Our inheritance of what belongs to us.
How could you receive an inheritance if you didn't know anything about it?
You have to know.
I mean, you could be in the wealthiest family in the world and they could all be rich, rich, rich.
Yes.
But you didn't know that was your family. You could still be in poverty.
That's right.
So we know we're in the family of God.
We're in the family
of
God.
Glory to God.
I wrote down a quote here from you, Gloria, this week. The benefits of the will belong to the family.
That's right.
And I'm in the family.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Isn't that good? You said it. You said it.
I received
it. In Galatians 4, Message, if you're a child, you're also an heir with complete access to the inheritance.
That's excellent. What is that message?
That's Galatians 4:7 in the Message translation. We have complete access to the inheritance.
Excellent.
I was reading it in the Passion translation before we started taping today, and it says this, "Because we are His, we can access everything our Father has. For we are heirs of God through Jesus." I'll tell this quick little story. After I moved here and then got married, had children, every year we would go back to see my parents, mm-hmm. go back to Cape Cod and visit my parents, usually around Christmas time. And whenever we would go, my parents did the funniest thing. Whenever we would come in, they would give us a tour of the kitchen and the refrigerator. They had gone out and shopped and bought all kinds of really great things. And they would literally take us into the kitchen. Open up the refrigerator door.
They wanted you to know there was food
in the house. Now, this is here, and this is here, and then they'd open the freezer, and they would show us all the ice creams that they bought.
That's sweet.
And the cookies and everything. And so, and they always would say, anytime you want something, just go to the refrigerator and get it. Well, they were making that available to us now. Wouldn't that be terrible if they showed us all that and said, "Now, we're not going to eat that while you're here.
No, we're saving it.
We're saving it for some other time." And they would do a tour of the kitchen and of the refrigerator.
I like them.
And have, and have all of that. But that was part, if you will, part of our inheritance. Well, God has so many good things.
Oh, my.
So many good things. And He's not holding back. They belong to us now.
Right.
They're ours now. In Ephesians 1:11.
Let me say this.
Yes, ma'am.
The scripture says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and His way of doing things. Seek that. It's up to us to go to Him. I mean, He'll endeavor to pull us in.
Exactly.
But we're supposed to seek.
We're supposed to go to Him first. Yeah. Seek first the kingdom of God.
And as you get in the Word and learn what to do, do it and you'll be blessed.
We will. We absolutely will.
We've done it. We know.
Ephesians 1:11 in the New Living Testament, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. We have received an inheritance from God. It's already done.
Mm-hmm. It's ours.
It's ours. Healing is yours. Prosperity is yours.
That's right.
Freedom from fear is yours. Every good and wonderful and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow or variableness of turning. That belongs to us. He never changes.
We have received.
In Ephesians 1:18, the New Living, it says, "I want you to realize what a rich and glorious inheritance He has given to His people." He's given it to us.
Uh-huh.
It's ours. So
a lot of His people don't know anything about it, but if they could, Bibles are plentiful, at least in this country.
Yes, they are.
And you can know. And I have certainly enjoyed finding out through these years, many years now, what belongs to us.
What a joy.
And walking in it.
Everything Jesus paid for as a result of His death, burial, and resurrection is available to us now.
That's right.
Now, Gloria, what we're going to do... Okay. Do you have Deuteronomy 28?
I do.
Okay. What you and I are going to do is we're going to have the reading of the will.
Okay, good.
And so what we'll do is, Gloria, I'll read the first verse and you read the second. We'll go back and forth on this together, starting in verse 1. And this is just one of the parts of the inheritance that we have. But we're at Deuteronomy 28, in verse 1.
Oh, it's a busy chapter.
It is. Oh, I'm looking at her Bible right now. It's chock full. Look at that. Oh, man. Okay, I'll start with verse 1. This is the reading of the will. And I want to let you know today that Jesus, your relative, died. He went to hell. He was raised from the dead. And He now lives. But He's left, we have an inheritance that's been left to us. We are joint heirs with Jesus. Amen. And this is part of our inheritance. It shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 2.
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Wouldn't that be, isn't that great?
Be overtaken. Overtaken.
If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field.
Wherever you are. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, and the increase of thine kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Everything's blessed.
Everything's blessed. Blessed shall be your basket and your store.
Blessed shall thou be when you come in, and blessed shall thou be when you go out. That's all the time, isn't it?
All the time.
In and out. You're either in and out, all the time.
All the time being blessed. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. Mm-hmm. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways.
That is an important verse. Mm-hmm. Somebody trying to sue you, take what you have.
That's right. That's right.
Do you bad.
That's right.
The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, which means you've got an abundance to have a storehouse.
That's right.
And in that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
The Lord shall establish you a holy people unto himself, sworn unto you, that if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways.
We belong to him.
That's right.
And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art blessed, that thou art called by the... I've got quite a few notes of writing in here.
You can tell.
That thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. In other words, they'll respect you.
That's
they won't be kind of trod on you because
that's
they see something in your life that they don't see everywhere else.
That's good. Oh, that's good, Gloria. That's very good. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. I like what the New Living Translation says.
And let me just say this about that last verse.
Yep.
And it's the blessing that they see.
It's the blessing on us.
See, the blessing is not just for us. It's a testimony to the Lord's ability to do something for His people. It manifests His presence in the earth.
That's
good. His idea.
It's His idea.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. The New Living Translation says He'll make you have a surplus of prosperity in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee.
And the Lord shall open unto thee His good treasure, the heaven to give rain into the land of, into thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and then shalt thou lend to many nations, and thou shalt not borrow.
And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you hearken to the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I commanded thee this day to observe and to do them.
Now that's the key.
Yeah, that's the key.
Is to hearken. Did you notice that says, "Hear, Ken"?
Hear, Ken.
This is the key that you do, and this is why we've been blessed. We understood
that's
if we wanted to be blessed, live above the curse, be free, prosperous, healthy.
Yes.
We had to do what the Lord says. Yep. Well, we get to do what the Lord says.
We get
says.
To do it. Yep. And
so,
then verse 14.
Verse 14 says, thou shalt not go, is it 14? Yeah. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words. Okay, that's strict obedience
yes.
right there.
Yes.
Which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them.
So that's part of the will. Mm-hmm. This is the reading of the will. And so I think that's a revelation that we got this week, that the reading of the will is the inheritance that belongs to us.
Praise God.
We are heirs
right.
of God.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
What if someone notified you today that a wealthy relative had died and left you the title deed to everything he owned? And what if that deed provided everything you'd ever need for the rest of your life? Consider yourself notified. When you accepted Jesus as your Lord, all that belongs to the Father became yours. With the Receive Your Inheritance package, you'll learn all of the benefits of being a child of God. You have to know what the will says in order to receive the benefits, and as you hear and read God's Word, your faith will rise to receive your inheritance. In our Covenant with God mini-book, Kenneth Copeland teaches using multiple biblical examples exactly what our covenant is and what God included in it. Receive Your Inheritance series is 4 audio messages that will help you to understand what it means to be beneficiary of everything Jesus provided. God has given you a covenant of provision, but it's not just for your own benefit. It is a testimony that manifests His presence in the earth. Start living your covenant with God. You are the beneficiary of everything Jesus provided through the cross. Start living in your covenant with God. Request your free copy of the Receive Your Inheritance package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I'm going to read to you again the quote that we read a few moments ago from Gloria. And she said, when you were born again, Jesus moved in with everything He has.
I believe that.
And that happened to you, Gloria, when you accepted Jesus as Lord. Happened to me,
yes,
happened
amen.
To so many people. And really what takes place, and we've been talking about this, is that when you are born again, that's when that inheritance is conferred upon you.
That's right.
When you step into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beginning. That's the start.
That's when you qualified for it.
That's when you qualify for it. Exactly. So Gloria and I are going to pray for you right now. And Gloria, I'll go ahead and pray. And if you'd repeat, and
right.
you repeat right
I'll
along with Gloria it. As we pray this prayer.
Okay.
Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I'm asking you. To come into my life.
To come into my life.
I receive. Jesus as my Lord.
Jesus is my Lord.
As my Savior. Do something with my life. And I will serve you. All the days of my life. Jesus is my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you did that, something just happened to you that is going to last for eternity.
Actually, what I said was take my life
and
do something with it.
Do something.
So you offer yourself.
Yeah.
Take my life
yeah.
and do something with it.
And that's what's happening with them.
Yes, amen.
Take my life.
And you open the door to the goodness of God, to the will of God, for everything wonderful that He's got planned
oh,
for you.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Everything. What you just said there, that's the inheritance.
Now, it doesn't matter really what you might have expected. I said I'd never marry a preacher. But I married a preacher. But that was what I was supposed to do. I just didn't know it at a young age.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't see any preachers I wanted to marry or something.
But God does for us exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think.
His plan is always the greatest.
It's the greatest.
It's the far greatest. Above what you could figure out in the natural.
Well, we have a book for them and some brochures to bless you with. If you made that decision to make Jesus as your Lord, a book by Kenneth and Gloria, He Did It All For You, and then some brochures that will help you in your walk with God.
Amen.
It's going to be a new life and a beautiful life in Him.
It'll be wonderful.
Praise God, Gloria.
Thank you, Lord. That's been good, George. I've enjoyed it. Join us again tomorrow to learn how we are heirs, to learn that we are and how heirs of everything He has for us. Hallelujah.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Jerry called me. He said, next year is my 50th year in the ministry. And he said, I wouldn't be in the ministry if it wasn't for you. So he said, all of 2019, wherever you want, I'll be there. We together again.
August 29th through the 31st, join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at the Midwest Victory Campaign in Southfield, Michigan, USA. September 12th through the 14th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Gold Coast Victory Campaign in Queensland, Australia. November 7th through the 9th, join us at our nation's capital for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia, USA. Join us December 31st to ring in the new year at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas, USA. For more information, visit kcm.org/events.
Community to me is about never being alone, that you always have people around you, that you're doing the same thing, going in the right direction together, and you're always developing and going to a higher level with people. And so it never feels like you have to do it on your own, but you're doing it as a team.
Community is letting your guard down and just being you.
Community is partnership.
Community is all about ministry.
A place to find friends.
A place to build relationships.
Doing life together.
It's a place to get together with family.
Community is unity and trust.
Community is a group of people you can rely on.
I want to remind you today is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and you can take part in all that is going on here. Gloria, there's so much going on
in
terms of reaching out all over the world. We are launching back out on television in so many areas and really getting the word from the top to the bottom and all the way around. And you are, as a partner with the ministry, partners are partakers of everything that takes place through this ministry.
Amen.
And so we invite you to be a part of that. Your information is up on the screen there. And we want to pray for you right now. Pray over your life and finances. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for our partners. Thank you for those that support this ministry.
Yes.
And thank you, Lord, that you are multiplying their seed sown in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Thank you, Pastor George.
Gloria, thank you for having me on the broadcast. What an honor and a thrill, and it's
start
fun.
Start us all up.
We just have a great time doing this.
This is Gloria Copeland. They're shaking those signs at me. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. This is the time for miracles. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.